can other people get as tuned as you are?
Absolutely. I mean, there are simple exercises. One thing that really did help me, and anybody can do this, is self-hypnosis. And I think the way to really put the body to sleep and give yourself what they like to call post-hypnotic suggestions, what I prefer to call conscious intent, is to actually set up your own self-hypnosis with you totally in control. You know, people worry about the control factor in hypnosis, but with you in control, consciously put your body to sleep. Now, you've got to be really to sleep to actually have, I think, a waking, controlled, lucid dream.
Do you remember from the moment you finally fall asleep? Do you remember that moment? Because I never do, ever.
No, I mean, to me, I mean, I have this funny idea, and I've gotten it from dreaming, I guess, is that really there's no sense of time. Time is just a contrived measurement to measure what we like to call a progression of events and progress in our lives. But really, we control our own timeline. I mean, I don't have a real feel for time movement. It's just like here and there, and it's just a different setting. I mean, I can't. For one thing, if you're really doing it right, in my experience, when you're really in a controlled waking dream, there is no sense of time.
Well, do you still get, let's say, 8 hours of sleep a night?
Well, that's the beauty of it. I mean, with this technique, you're more rested than you've ever been, and you can spend an hour, 2 hours like this and have tremendous adventures.
How many lucid dreams do you have a night?
Usually one really, really long involved one.
Now, what's a long dream? Because I've heard that some dreams only seconds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is no sense of time. You know, you can go forward and backward in dreams, for one thing. You could advance into the future and review your past lives. But I think that a dream that lasts for probably 5 minutes seems to go on for years. Yeah, they're like dreams on top of
it. And are you creating those scenes?
Yes. According to my dream teacher, every scene I call up and every question and every setting is all my own call.
Have you ever created a scene, Vaughn, where you said, I want to get out of here?
Yes.
I'm uncomfortable
here. I have been to some places that I wouldn't want to go to.
Now, what's the difference, though, between creating a dream in your sleep state and the reality of, let's say, traveling in a dream state to another planet or to your friend's house or something like that?
Well, I think there is dream travel where you're simply going next door. I've done this a lot. I've checked in on people and places that I'm curious about. One of my favorite places in the world is Orcas Island in the San Juans.
All right.
I go there all the time.
Now, is that like remote viewing then?
It's like remote viewing. I mean, I'm there, I watch, and later on I confirm that what I saw is did they really paint the front door?
Right.
They did.
Is that happening in real time? I mean, I keep getting back to time.
In real time. Yes. I mean, it's a good point. You could go in real time or you can go in different time. I've gone back in time. Haven't gone so much forward in time, but I certainly have to admit that people with prophetic dreams must have that ability.
It's all connected, I guess.
Yep. Sure. But there are realms within realms. I mean, you could have a dream travel right here in your immediate vicinity in real time, and then you could have a dream on another planet. Why not? I mean, I've certainly gone places that aren't of this world, but in conferring and reading what other people have written about their dreams, I see that I've gone no place terribly original.
Well, what's the strangest place you've been to in your dreams?
Well, I'd have to say two are tied. One was more pleasant. I guess I went to one place that I would consider what many people might call heaven.
What did it look like?
Well, there were people pushing carts.
Carts?
Carts. The road was...
Heaven is a supermarket?
It was a supermarket. People were quite busy, and everybody seemed... quite preoccupied, and there was
they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, I saw Yeah, I saw what I would call angelic beings and overlords. And that was kind of a frightening place. I found a bridge and went someplace a little better. But I went someplace once.
Well, wait a minute. You said it was heaven and it was a frightening place?
Yes, it was.
Why?
Well, because they seemed kind of... I think that the people seemed rather kind of enslaved.
Well, how do you know it was heaven?
Well,
how do you know you weren't in the other place?
The other place. Well, you know, one person's heaven is another person's hell.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, it looked like I was maybe in, let's see what the Hindus call Brahm, the top of the second grand creation. It was a place of with a huge waterfall of light streaming downward, and a great powerful bright being.
And you felt uncomfortable there?
Yes, very threatening environment, and it's kind of where I lost my dream guide for a little while. She didn't want any part of the place.
So would you have categorized that as an unpleasant visit?
Very frightening place to be.
All right, when we come back, I want you to tell me a little bit more about that, because I'm not so sure, Vaughn, you are in heaven, quite frankly. You may have been someplace else.